Good morning. I'm Dr. William T. Choctaw, and I am delighted to be with you this morning. Today, we're going to talk about a very, very important topic. But before we get started, I always like to say that each month we strive to provide you, our listeners, with mental, physical, and spiritual strength by giving you actionable advice and guidance and information to help you achieve your own personal and professional and spiritual goals. We consider the health of the mind, body, and spirit paramount as a single unit that can provide cumulative strength greater than its individual parts. So sit back and enjoy. Today we're going to talk about hypertension, better known as high blood pressure. We like to frequently go over various medical topics. As a physician, I particularly am interested in sharing this information with the public, and I encourage you to feel free to look up information either online or go to your favorite healthcare professional organization, favorite hospital that you like. Many of them will have information online about basic medical topics, including high blood pressure. And I would encourage you to, as you listen to these presentations, to follow up and do your own independent research and also to use this information as you meet with your healthcare professionals to improve the quality of your life and the quality of those you love and care about. High blood pressure is a very, very important topic. And so we're going to talk about blood pressure health. This podcast is part of our masterclass series on masterclass medicine. And our purpose, quite honestly, is to help others to understand healthcare and how they're impacted by healthcare. And I sort of like to do this by going over my basic beliefs. I believe that life is about being of service to others. I believe knowledge is power. I believe leaders can change the world. And that's one of the reasons why we started this podcast series, to try to see if we can inspire and encourage others to not only improve themselves, but to go out and make a contribution to help others around them. So we're going to talk about blood pressure health today. I always like to put up an outline, and the purpose of the outline is to let you know what I'm going to talk about and to let you know when I'm just about done. So we're going to talk about high blood pressure. We're going to define it for you. We're going to talk about the effects of hypertension or high blood pressure, and I will use those terms interchangeably. Hypertension is high blood pressure. We'll talk about measurement. How do you measure your blood pressure? And we'll end with a brief discussion about blood pressure medication. Again, the purpose of this podcast is to encourage you to get additional information from your healthcare professional. And certainly when you go in for your regular checkups, to feel comfortable in asking questions and getting more information from them. One of the things we always like to also encourage our listeners to do is, all of you, I'm sure, have a cell phone. I define a cell phone as an academic handheld computer. And my point very simply is that I encourage you to take that cell phone, go to the search part of it, and look up information about anything that you have a question about, and use it as a tool of knowledge and education. Because I think it is readily apparent, and I think you'll be amazed at how it will benefit you, particularly with the artificial intelligence component. So hypertension is basically high blood pressure. You go to the doctor for a regular checkup. He does your basic physical, annual physical. She may have you have blood drawn, and at the end of your physical, he or she sits down with you, your physician, and says, "You know, we notice that your blood pressure is elevated. Has anyone ever told you that before?" And most people usually look and say, nope, I didn't know that. And why? Because most people don't go around measuring their blood pressure. And so you wouldn't know unless it were measured and someone were to tell you. And most of the times that's a healthcare professional. Well, what do you do? First, what does it mean? And then next, what do you do? Well, one of the things that we do is that when you go to have a physical done, someone will sit you down and they will put a what's called a cuff or a facility around your arm, usually about the elbow, just above the elbow. And then they'll blow up that cuff with air and it'll register a certain number on a monitor. Usually there'll be two numbers, one called systolic and the other called diastolic. And basically these numbers register the pressure of your heart within the blood vessels doing systole, in other words, the contraction of the heart, and diastole, the relaxation of the heart. Now, both those activities each time transmit a certain pressure. And so it is a reflection, directly and indirectly, more importantly, of the activity of the heart and how much pressure the heart is having to work against. And normal blood pressure in an adult is considered 120 over 80. Remember that number because we're going to revisit it a number of times. 120 over 80 is considered to be a normal adult. So when we get that information and the doctor says, you have high blood pressure, the next thing she will do is she will tell you how high the number is above normal. And what she's talking about is how high is your number above 120 systolic over 80 diastolic. Remember those numbers, 120 over 80. And depending on how high that number is, she may recommend certain things to you. They may recommend repeating the blood pressure check after you do some things. They may recommend you receive a certain type of treatment immediately. They may recommend that might include a medication. But remember the number 120 over 80. Because one of the things that makes blood pressure so difficult to manage is that the numbers change or may change with each person, or let me rephrase, each person is different, or every patient is different. And number one. Number two is that 120 over 80, when it goes up, may not necessarily be high blood pressure or hypertension because it depends on how high it goes up. So already what we've done is that I've introduced a variability. I told you that 120 over 80 was normal. But then I just said, well, but if it goes up a little, that may still be within the normal range. And that adds to the complexity and the confusion for many patients about high blood pressure because it is confusing. You said, well, okay, my blood pressure is 125 over 80. Is that high? My blood pressure is 126 over 82. Is that high? So let's address those issues and see what that means. Most physicians would in general say that even though 120 over 80 is considered normal, you still are within the normal range now. Notice I just changed the phraseology from normal to normal range. If your blood pressure is still below 130 over 89. Let me say that again. 120 over 80 is normal, completely normal. Okay. If your blood pressure is higher than that, but no higher than say 130 over 89, that may not be high enough to be treated. And some may not call that hypertension. Some may call it hypertension. I think it's fair to say in 2024 that most healthcare facilities and physicians in the training is that there's a normal blood pressure, and then there's what some call a stage one hypertension and a stage two hypertension. Some people may call stage one pre-hypertension, like some use the term pre-diabetes. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is to convey to you the complexity a lot of times of one, identifying high blood pressure, and two, treating high blood pressure. So to conclude that very, very quickly, normal high blood pressure is 120 over 80. If it is a little above 120 over 80, that may not be high enough to be treated as hypertension. Okay. So we talked about the definition of high blood pressure, above 120 over 80. We define high blood pressure as measurement of the pressure within the arteries when the heart is in systole, systolic blood pressure, or diastole, diastolic blood pressure. Why is this important? Well, the reality is that approximately 48 plus people in this country are hypertensive or have high blood pressure. 48%, over 100 million people. Over 100 million people have high blood pressure. The sad thing about that is of those that have high blood pressure, probably only 20% actually have control of it. Or is it really controlled? 20 to 25%. So what does that mean? That means that they may have been told at some point that they had high blood pressure. They may or may not have been placed on medication. But throughout all of that, either they didn't take the medication, they weren't given medication, follow-up appointments were not kept, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is we all need to do a better job of with high blood pressure because it is such a serious problem. It is such a serious problem. If one were to look at it in terms of sex and race, 50% of men have high blood pressure compared to roughly 4% to 4% of women. This is from one study taken before. In terms of racial ethnic breakdown, African Americans have a higher percentage of than white adults who have a higher percentage than Asians who have a higher percentage than Hispanic adults. All of those are measurements in adults. My point, very simple, is it's very common. It's very common. And not only is it very common, it has huge impact over the body because it affects all different parts of the body, starting with the brain. It can easily cause a stroke if that pressure gets too high. It can cause loss of vision. It can cause kidney disease, bone loss. It can cause depression and anxiety. Obviously, it can cause heart disease like heart attack and heart failure, and it can cause sexual problems in terms of erectile dysfunction or decreased libido. So my point is that high blood pressure or hypertension, as we call it, is hugely important in terms of our healthcare and is one of the areas that we want to get a handle on to manage as best as possible. Some of the symptoms can also be things like nosebleed, blurred vision, headaches, chest pain, blood in the urine, shortness of breath, palpitations, and dizziness. So how do we handle this? Well, one of the things, our goal is obviously to minimize, to make the diagnosis as soon as possible. And one of the ways to handle that is for you to get regular checkups or for you to check your own blood pressure that we'll mention in a minute. Two, we want to prevent the problem of high blood pressure. Same thing in terms of regular checkups and good health attention. If there has been some damage, we want to have the healthcare professionals identify it and get on treatment and or medication to mitigate that, any damage or problem. And also, basically, to make things better medically, physically, and mentally. And remember, we said that high blood pressure affects many different areas, from depression to kidney disease. So it's a huge problem. And so my plea to you today is, number one, get your regular checkups. at least once a year or more, if told by your healthcare professional. Two, if you have been diagnosed with high blood pressure and have been placed on medication, please take your medication regularly. And it's important to be aware of the importance of the medication. Please make sure that you take your medication in the appropriate dosage that has been prescribed for you. And be aware that oftentimes individuals with high blood pressure will be treated with more than one medication. This is very, very important. Unlike many other illnesses or medical problems, high blood pressure frequently requires more than one medication. So imagine if you have two or three medications with two or three different dosages, and let's say you have other health problems or health issues with other medications, you can understand the complexity, if you will, of really dealing with high potential high blood pressure and making sure that that's under control. So what's my point? What's my point? In conclusion, and we will revisit this topic in other podcasts, so please stay tuned. But so in summary, what we're saying is that hypertension is a very common medical problem. It's a common medical problem that affects close to 50% of our population. The majority of patients who have high blood pressure or hypertension still do not have adequate treatment for it. For many reasons, some we've already addressed. So at the very least, go and have your regular physical checkup. If you are told that you have high blood pressure, please follow your physician's orders about medication, lifestyle changes like exercise, getting sleep, etc. And please follow up with your medication, with your medication and your visits on a regular basis. And so, like I like to always say, thank you again for being with us for this short podcast, and be the change that you would like to see in the world.